Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Welcome to the show, guys, and you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening to the show, and again, welcome to the show. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. And if anyone that's listening online right now at Blog Talk Radio, thank you for listening in. And if you don't mind, there's an icon there on my show page that says follow this show. Click on that icon if you haven't already, and so that you'll be able to follow the show. You'll get daily show notes, however you want them. And so you can go ahead and set that up from there. And again, thank you guys for listening to the show. I also promote the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your account and search for The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And our show page should come up there, and go ahead and do your thing right there and become friends of the show. You can also follow us on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. Okay? So that means that whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. And again, thank you guys for tuning in. Today was a beautiful day, or it is a beautiful day. Pretty hot, muggy. I just came in not long ago from riding. I just went and got me a haircut, and I let my top back and was riding, and I tell you, it is hot, okay? But as long as you're moving in that convertible, you're okay. But as soon as you stop, sit at a stoplight or stop sign or just stop for gas or what have you, it gets hot, okay? But that's one of the con? That's one of the pros and cons. That's one of the cons of having a convertible and being able to get out there and with your top down. But I love that car, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. Anyway, whatever that is, no big deal. But again, thank you guys for listening to the show. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, again, guys, people been asking me so much about this, to say something about this Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman thing. And I'm just over it. I'm not going to get into that. I don't want to say I've had my piece. I've said my piece, and that's the end of it. So I'm not getting into that anymore. So please don't send me any messages asking me to talk about that or anything that, you know, that goes with that. I'll talk about it off the air, but not on the air, okay? Not during my show, all right? I'm done with that. Now, today's show, guys, I had a show a while back just similar to this, and I had a really big crowd, and I see a lot of people are joining the show right now, and welcome to the show. I had a big crowd in that show, and I believe I'm going to have a big crowd tonight. But this is called Would You Rather, okay? Would You Rather. Now, what I found out is that people really like to listen to this thing, okay? People like to listen to these Would You Rather shows, okay? And so I'm putting together another Would You Rather show, all right? And in what it is there are some cards that I have called Would You Rather. It's like a card game. And I throw out some things. And if you guys would like to do this with me or answer these questions with me, go ahead and press 1 so that I'll know you want to be on the air and you can answer the questions as well, okay? I'll put you on the air with me. I'll read these questions and you can answer, all right? I'll answer, you can answer, you can answer, I'll answer, you know, vice versa. However you want to do it, it's fine, all right? Now, let's do this, all right? Now, this one is of course, would you rather, but this is pain, fear, and discomfort. This question about pain, fear, and discomfort. Would you rather, in a sudden huge thunderstorm, be caught 15 miles out to sea on a jet ski, or 1 mile out on a windsurfer? All right? So, would you rather, in a sudden huge thunderstorm, be caught 15 miles out to sea on a jet ski, or 1 mile out on a windsurfer? All right. I think this is a no-brainer, I believe. And I wouldn't want to be caught 15 miles out to sea on a jet ski in a thunderstorm. I wouldn't. I'd rather be caught 1 mile out on a windsurfer. Because you know what? If that windsurfer falls over, I can swim to shore. I think if I'm a mile out at sea, I can see land. So I know which way to swim. Y'all with me? But if I'm 15 miles out on a jet ski and a thunderstorm comes up, I mean, you can open that thing up wide open, fast as you want. But you don't know where land is. If you're 15 miles out, you can't see land, okay? So I'd rather be on a windsurfer. Okay, this next one is appearance and embarrassment. Okay, would you rather be a gorgeous person of the opposite sex, or keep your gender but be an ugly person? Okay. I wouldn't want to be a woman. I don't want to be a woman. But I don't want to be ugly either. So, I guess I have to take, you know, being a gorgeous woman. Gorgeous person of the opposite sex. What do you guys think? 818-301-5834. This is Ethics and Intellect. Would you rather have only older siblings who tease you incessantly, or only younger siblings who depend on you all the time? Okay. I'd probably rather have younger siblings who depend on me all the time. Okay? I'd rather have younger siblings who depend on me all the time. Now, I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 863. I'm going to get that caller up on the show in just a minute here. I'm having some kind of difficulties with my studio. I'm not sure. But, caller, just hang on for a minute. I'll be with you in just a minute. Okay, here we go. Caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 863. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead.
Frank Williams.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me, man?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did I just hear you say Did I hear you say you want to be a gorgeous mama?
Say that again.
Didn't you just say you'd rather be a gorgeous mama than an ugly man?
Yeah. If I had the choice, I'd rather be a gorgeous woman than an ugly man. What about you?
I'd rather be an ugly man. You know the hell women go through, even the pretty women. Even pretty women wind up with an ugly man, so. I'd rather be that ugly man with the gorgeous woman, so.
You might not get that gorgeous woman, though.
I'd find somebody as ugly as me.
Yeah.
I love being the man, partner.
Yeah. I do too. Like I said, I mean, I don't want to be a woman. But if I had a choice between being a gorgeous woman or an ugly man, I think I had to go with a gorgeous woman.
Oh, hell no. Hey, you know what, man? I hadn't seen you in a while. We had to sit down and talk. But I think it's time you and I sit down and talk.
Hey.
It ain't been that long. Oh, yeah, man, we got to sit down and talk, man. I'm going to sit back and listen to George's show, but I got to sit down and have a talk with you, man. Really do.
You just want to hold on, or you want to answer another? You want to answer a question?
Go ahead.
All right. This one is let's see okay. This one is pain, fear, and discomfort. Would you rather, after using the bathroom, have to use a roll of toilet paper that's soaking wet, or have to use dry newspaper?
Man, where you come up with these questions?
Come on, man.
I don't know. I take the wet toilet paper. Yeah, I take the wet toilet paper. Yeah, you can wash and clean it at the same time. But
how you gonna wipe with some soaking wet newspaper? I mean, toilet paper. How you gonna do that?
Easy. I used it all gone. But you sitting there doing something with some dry newspaper. You gonna pray to God you ain't got to use the bathroom in the next 24 hours. You probably ain't even put your underwear back on. You sit there and cut yourself all up with that dry newspaper. You walk around there with some gauze all over your backside, how you cut some money. Well, I'm trying to towel with some dry newspaper. Won't have stuck all up in you and everything. Come on.
Yeah. All right, appearance and embarrassment. Would you rather be the world's tallest person or the world's shortest person?
Hey, I go with the tall.
You want to be the world's tallest person then?
Yeah, I think you get more out of being the world's tallest person than you will the world's shortest person. Well, you know the world's shortest person, you gotta have somebody to tote you around and take you out of the rain because you can't get up on the curb, you get swept away in a sewer drain or something like that. So that's real small to put it, be something heavy. But I'd rather be the world's tallest because with NBA or being all kind of shows, and I think the tallest person would be more advantage than the short one.
That's where, okay. So, would you rather never be able to turn away from others or cover your mouth when you sneeze? Or would you rather have vile, smelly, unpredictable belches?
I go with the turn away with sneeze. You said turn away with the sneeze or sneezing on people. What do you think?
Turn away from others.
Yeah, I go.
Or cover your mouth when you sneeze. Huh?
I cover your mouth when you sneeze.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Would you rather be the world's expert in one field but totally clueless about nearly everything else, or have slightly less than average knowledge in all subjects?
All subjects meaning what, in life?
All different kind of subjects. Let's say all subjects.
That's a tricky one there.
I'd probably rather be a little less than average in all subjects and be an expert in one field but totally clueless about everything else.
And you got a point there.
Yeah. Okay, would you rather for the rest of your life have the power of Superman for one day per year, or have the power of the President of the United States every day for the rest of your life?
I go with that president. You have to wait on power for once a year. That means you ain't worth a quarter for 364. So... Nah, I'm gonna have that president power.
We may have that president,
but I wouldn't want to be the president, but I like to have that power.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, would you rather come home to find that a prankster has nailed all your windows shut, or the prankster has taken all the labels off all your canned goods? Would you rather come home and find that the prankster nailed all your window shit, or would you rather come home and find out that the prankster has taken the labels off all your canned goods?
I take the mail out of the window. But you know what it'll cost you. You go to open your can, you, that ain't what you want.
Yeah.
You might as well go there and open your can of corn and it'd be a can of soup.
Yeah.
Then you got to change your whole menu of how you want to eat today. So, yeah, I'd rather do it like that. Look at these idiots, man.
Now, just another random question. Would you rather, after a 10-mile run, have to drink a half a gallon of hot coffee, or have to drink a quart of cream?
After a 10-mile run,
you go with the cream.
Yeah. You can bust wide open, drink a hot cup of coffee, you ran 10 miles.
Yeah. Would you rather be fantastic at one sport but horrible at all others, or just decent at all of them? That's one like the other one.
I'd go with Deason with that, all the other ones, because, you know, you just one sport, you get bored with it. But all sports, you can have fun at doing anything you want.
Yeah. All right. Would you rather spend your entire life in a room with no windows or in a glass room where everyone could watch your every move? Would you rather spend your entire life in a room with no windows or in a glass room where everyone could watch your every move?
I'm the type of person, I don't give a damn, so I can be what you see the thing I do, because I don't care what you see me do. Give a damn. It can be the bedroom thing with anything, so I don't care.
All right, we'll do another one. Would you rather run 1 mile with a cracked shin bone or do 50 sit-ups on a hard floor with a cracked tailbone? Run 1 mile
with
a cracked shin bone.
There's no good answer with that.
Yeah,
oh, that's what I'm called. Yeah.
What you think you could get through the quickest? You think you could run that mile with a cracked shin bone quicker than you can do the 50 sit-ups on a hard crack with a on a hard
think,
floor with a cracked tailbone?
I say I can do the sit-ups.
Yeah.
I'm 200-something pounds, and the cracked shin bone, that's uncomfortable. I don't know what, man.
Yeah.
You can't put that much pressure on there.
Would you rather sleep every night in a human-sized nest in a tree, or would you rather sleep every night in a burrow underground?
I'd take the tree. Ain't that like that? Yeah. On the ground, you don't never know what's coming your way.
Yeah. All right, let's do one more. And let's see. Would you rather have to spend a day wearing underwear filled with molasses or wearing underwear filled with gravel? Again, that number is 770 732-0244. Thank you guys for listening. Have a great evening and have a great day at work tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. Good night.
Gone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, how could you ever allow? I just, I wonder how I would get out of pocket the fun. How, when you know
you are, you're on the show.
Huh?
You listening?
Yeah, I left searching all over for my phone, and Pooh said I left it at home.
Yeah, I came down here to do the show, and it's on my desk.
Okay, I need to forward my office phone back to it, so I'm going to call the number and just answer it for me so I can re-forward my phone, okay?
Okay. Pooh just left going somewhere.
Going swimming.
Oh.
Lisa said she'll bring Mia home for me. Is it ringing?
Okay. Not yet. Now it is.
Okay, just answer. Okay.
Okay,
now
I hear.
It's forwarded. All right, thank you.
All right.
Okay.
So, you coming home now?
Negative. Well, I guess I could if you wanted me to. I got some more stuff I got to get done tonight, but I could do it from there. So, yeah,
okay.
I'll come on home
I
now.
Just...
Huh?
All right.
You got
all right. Where's she going swimming at?
Around over there at in that neighborhood, when you take a right out of hours, you take a left, that's over at that girl grandma's house.
What girl, grandma?
Christina, grandma house.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, then.
All right, so we gonna do the wings.
Yeah, I reckon so. I need to set up that new. I need to set up that printer. Because I need to print some stuff on that black laser printer. It shouldn't be too difficult, but you're going to be downstairs for a minute. Maybe you can help me set that up.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I ain't going to sit here till you get here, but I'll come downstairs when you get here.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I'm headed that way. I need to go by the store. You need something?
I wouldn't mind having a beer, but I guess not. I guess I'm all right.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right.
You want something?
Nah, I guess I'm all right if you're all right.
Or get us some Coke or some Sprite or something. Do we have any Sprites out there? You still got some more Jack. You still got some more Jack.
Jack, but no Chaser?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.